This podcast is also available as a show-and-tell video at YouTube. If you would like to watch along with the audio, just go to the Wonders of the Bible channel and choose the Stand by the Bible video. In the meantime, if you would just like to listen, here is the audio podcast of the program. Hello, everyone. Today, I'm going to show a Bible that was given to United States of America troops during World War II. A letter from the President of the United States was also included with each copy of the Bible. Also of interest is the claim that, at the time, it was the smallest Bible in the world. First, let me welcome you. My name is Frank DeFreitas, and this is my biblical show-and-tell channel called Wonders of the Bible. Let's begin with today's selection from the collection. Here, we see that it says on the cover, "For God and country, may this Bible keep you safe from harm." Here, we see the letter from the President of the United States. I'll read the letter to you, but first, let's read the right-hand side of the card. As you march along in line, your rifle by your side, your bayonet protects you, your officers your guide. These things are all assurance, but in moments of alarm, the word of Him is in this book. 'Twill keep you safe from harm. Now, let's go back over to the left-hand side of the card, and I'll read the top of the page. It says, "The little book attached to this card is the world's smallest Bible, containing over 200 pages of the New Testament and the Lord's Prayer. Every word can be read with good eyesight or a magnifying glass." Underneath that introduction is the letter from the President. It says, "The White House, Washington, January 25, 1941, to the Armed Forces. As Commander-in-Chief, I take pleasure in commending the reading of the Bible to all who serve in the armed forces of the United States. Throughout the centuries, men of many faiths and diverse origins have found in the sacred book words of wisdom, counsel, and inspiration. It is a fountain of strength and now, as always, an aid in attaining the highest aspirations of the human soul. Very sincerely yours, Franklin D. Roosevelt." And flipping back to the front, we'll take a look inside the Bible itself. I will need a magnifying glass here. I'll see if I can place this under the camera and hold the glass in place for you to see. It says, "Holy Bible contains 224 pages of the New Testament of our Lord Jesus Christ." Let me try and get to the next page. We see that this first page contains the Lord's Prayer on the left. And then the Gospels themselves begin with the book of St. Matthew. And here are a few pages that I'll flip through to show you just how small this Bible really is. Keep in mind that this is a truly printed Bible. It's letterpress printed. So we're looking at very, very small type. One of the categories of the Wonders of the Bible collection is the world's smallest scripture, many of which have to be viewed under microscopes. Now here, if we turn all the way to the back, and I have to be very careful here, we see several works of art, including the Last Supper. let me hold this here so you can get a look at that. It's a very, very small printing of the Last Supper. All right, so here's another very interesting piece. It is also from World War II, and this piece shows a soldier placing a pocket Bible into his service jacket. It says, "Our country's strength is founded on the Holy Bible." And also, "Stand by the Bible, the Christian, the American way." On the back, it has a letter from a chaplain telling of the Battle of the Philippines, stating that Chaplain Ralph Brown was awarded the Distinguished Service Cross for bravery in carrying the wounded off Clark Field during continual bombings. So that's something you could look up if you wanted to, the history of the attack on Clark Field in the Philippines during World War II. Inside it says, "A copy in every kit," showing a soldier reading his Bible. And then below, "Army, Air Forces, Navy, Marine Corps, Merchant Marine, our boys depend on Christian Americans for their spiritual armament." And then let me bring another piece in here. This is, here we have stamps from the American Bible Society saying, "Stand by the Bible." This is an uncut sheet from the early 1940s. Now, you would use these stamps along with regular postage stamps, because these were not postage stamps where you would pay money to send a letter. These were just stamps. And they would be used along with regular postage stamps on envelopes sent through the mail. So you would put your regular postage stamp on the front of the envelope, and then maybe on the back of the envelope, you would place one of these stamps. Okay, "Stand by the Bible." And I just want to say that I'll be covering more items that relate to the Bible and the history of the United States, especially as the 2026 semi-quincentennial celebration draws near. So, once again, my name is Frank DeFreitas, and until next time we meet, remember to always love one another, just as Jesus Christ loves you.